Welcome back to Redeem the Commute and our daily challenges. I'm Ryan, your host. We're looking this week at Jesus's Beatitudes, eight sayings that all began with blessed. We've been looking at them one by one for the last 8 weeks, and today we're looking at a bit of a summary of them and how they can feel backwards or upside down compared to our world. But that's because our world is upside down and backwards compared to God's. Jesus's Beatitudes are describing God's kind of world. And unfortunately, although our world was meant to be God's kind of world, it isn't today because of our human rebellion. My action for you to look at today is to pick one of these Beatitudes that you find challenging. I asked you yesterday to explore them in depth, and I'm sure you identified at least one that's quite challenging for you. So I want you to look at that one and just start trying to live right way up. Start trying to live by that Beatitude. Just limit it to a day for now, just to give yourself an achievable goal. I do that because our tendency is to think we're going to change ourselves in a day. And that's not what Jesus' Beatitudes are about. They're not about us gritting and bearing something, just trying hard to fix ourselves. Rather, they're closely connected with his gospel or good news that says it's not up to us to fix ourselves. We're invited to open our lives up to the one who can truly fix us, make us perfect and holy. And that's Jesus, God himself, come to earth to die for us, rise again, destroying death and sin's power to hold us down and allow us to be who God truly created us to be in a close personal relationship with him. I don't want you to be discouraged by the size of the task presented in the Beatitudes, or the Sermon on the Mount for that matter, which we'll be looking at in the coming weeks. Don't be too encouraged either by thinking, oh, that sounds easy. We want to have a healthy respect that what Jesus is talking about and teaching is huge, it's big, it's transformative, it's important. It's so big that actually it is bigger than us, but it's not bigger than God. God is able to take on that task. In fact, he has, in coming to earth as Jesus, like I just described. What we're looking at in the next few weeks and what we've looked at in the past few weeks describe not who we have been, but rather who we should be, who we're made to be, before we rebelled against God. This describes what we are becoming. Not under our own strength, but under God's free gift of grace. If we've decided to receive that gift, then we open ourselves to following him and being transformed by him into the kind of people described here. And so I'd encourage you not to just run off and say, all right, I'm going to make myself perfect today because I'm going to try hard at it. Rather, I'd ask you to stop and pray first, to ask God to please transform us. Open our lives to him so he can mold and shape us. Open yourself up to that first. Invite God in. And then ask him in this one area of life to start transforming you. And then the next, and then the next, and the next. Tomorrow we're going to reflect and pray on this because I know it won't be easy. But enjoy trying to put into practice at least one of Jesus's Beatitudes today. I'll see you tomorrow.